Srila Bhagavan Saraswati said how our equipments of mind and senses are incapable of perceiving Krishna in this material world. When we hear that Krishna is God, is the ultimate absolute truth, then we immediately ask, okay, where is Krishna? I want to see him. No, sir, access denied. One is not allowed access to see. The reason is, why one is not given the access to see Krishna or feel him or experience him, that is done by Krishna himself, by the arrangement he has made in the material world to check the quality of our heart. Whether are we really serious about meeting Krishna and serving him? We can easily see that our anticipation for Krishna or eagerness to meet him and serve him is only like a kind of burst of enthusiasm that lasts only for a short while, like a flower pot we play during the Diwali. Like that, finished. It doesn't last for a very long time. Even hearing Krishna's pastimes is relishable for a few moments or minutes, after which we look at the watch and think about prasad. It doesn't last for a long time. We have many other yojanas, plans and desires to be executed in the world, due to which when we chant the holy name also, we are trying to get the rounds done so that we can run to do our work, which we want to do. So naturally, our heart is not with Krishna, our heart is with the work. Our heart is with the things of the world. So that's what Krishna exactly wants to test. That is why he does not allow access to him. You must have heard of the story of a guru who was challenged by the disciple. Why your spiritual process does not work? Why I cannot see God? So guru, instead of speaking a word, he took the disciple to a river and he dunked him inside the water. When the disciple was almost suffocating to death, he was wondering why guru is trying to kill me. And the guru told him, how did you feel when you were inside the water? He said, I was suffocating. All I wanted was only a gasp of air. And guru said, that much you should at least want Krishna. Only then you can get him. So we certainly not feel such kind of desperation to meet Krishna. And such kind of desperation we feel somewhere else, to something else in this world. And every one has an individual aspiration and anticipation of things from the material world. So to make a demand that Krishna should appear in front of me would be a foolish demand, because we can know our state of consciousness and heart. Where is our heart? It's very easy to know. So in Vrindavan, when Krishna had left Vrindavan and gone to Mathura, every day was a day of desperation in the heart of gopis. As Krishna had just spoken a word to them while going to Mathura, that I will surely come back. I have a little duty to be finished. I will come back. That was the only sound vibration that came from Krishna that kept the gopis continue to live. That was only life-giving force for them. Otherwise, they would have died long ago. When Uddhava had visited Vrindavan, they said, we are already dead. We are like dead bodies walking. We have no life in us. But the only life-giving substance is the hope that Krishna will come back. So the Lord makes such arrangement in order to increase the desperation of his devotees to meet him. In fact, Prabhupada explains the Leela Smarana, or remembrance of the Lord's name, form, pastimes, qualities, activities, brings about the presence of the Lord far more than when one sees him personally. Actually, in spiritual life, not so much importance is given in seeing person Krishna or associating with him personally. But the state of consciousness with which one should see him is stressed far more. Because even if we somehow or rather we make our way to spiritual world and go and see Krishna, it's not going to make much difference from what from the kind of lifestyle we are leading now. Because seeing the Lord is not as important as developing the state of consciousness to see him. That's more important. So that is why Krishna denies the access in order to allow us sufficient time to improve our quality of heart, to want Him even more. And then we would value His presence, which we didn't value at one time, due to which we are here. So what is the point in demanding Him to immediately take us to Him or come and appear in front of us? Because we haven't done our homework yet, and we are demanding a degree. So first we have to do our homework before we can demand Him. So every moment of our spiritual life can be considered a golden opportunity to find out ways and means to invest our consciousness in Krishna. Every moment, right from the morning we wake up to the point of time we go to bed in the night. Every moment is a golden opportunity to remember Krishna, and over a period of time gradually develop our want for Him. And every moment is an opportunity to deny sense gratification and to say no to sense gratification that comes as an obstacle in approaching Krishna. So if we can remember this principle in our life, then we will certainly value the chanting of the holy name that is offered as the only link to Krishna, or the one which completely drowns one in the absorption of Krishna. Because the gopis of Vrindavan, you will always find, they were all chanting the holy names of Krishna, Govinda, Damodara, Madhaveti, they were singing. So in that singing of Krishna's names, they never felt Krishna's absence. Prabhupada says, what is the effect of chanting of the holy name? Prabhupada says, the effect of chanting of the holy name is, one will feel the presence of Krishna. You may not see Krishna with your naked eyes, as Lord Chaitanya saw Krishna in Kanaya Natshala, isn't it? We will not see Krishna with our eyes, but we will feel the presence of Krishna. And one will be able to appreciate Krishna's nature, characteristics, qualities and His personality. So what more is needed for a jiva in this material world? Even people born in foreign bodies, America or Australia or Canada or Europe, by chanting Krishna's holy names, they have achieved the state of consciousness where they have begun feeling the greatness of the Lord, the sweet nature of the Lord, the characteristics of the Lord, feeling the presence of Krishna. So that itself is a great achievement for a jiva who is rotting in the useless, flickering pleasures of sense gratification. So, yeah, a sincere devotee should take care that every moment we are progressing in this direction. And if we don't progress in this direction, then access denied. Harinam Prabhu ki.